You're listening to BrandonTimesHere.com podcast, episode 8. We're talking about wrestling and collectibles. It is Tuesday, September the 17th, 2013, and I'm here with Joe. How you doing, Joe?
Doing good. How you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing good. What did you think about Raw last night?
It's a pretty good show. They're definitely getting me interested in McMahon's versus the Rhodes. It looks like that's going to be pretty good here in the upcoming weeks.
Do you think that Cody Rhodes will come back as the Midnight Rider?
Yeah, something like that. I look for him to come through the crowd or he's going to show up unexpectedly and kind of like a Stone Cold character and pretty much get under the skin of Triple H.
You think Goldust, he did a really good job facing Randy Orton. Do you think that this is possible that he might be entering the roster again?
Yeah, I think he'll probably be coming back for a little while, a few months.
They left you, they didn't really leave you with much after that Dusty Rhodes and Stephanie McMahon conversation. Does he still have the decision to make between the two guys, or is that completely out the window now?
Yeah, I think that's just been totally forgot about. I mean,
we're supposed to forget about that, too.
Yeah, we're supposed to forget about that. I mean, the big thing now is that they threatened their dad, and the Shield was going to take him out, and Big Show had to take him out. Yeah, the whole decision thing, that's done been forgot about, I think.
Now, I thought on SmackDown that they said that Big Show was suspended without pay. But I'm not really sure. But I was thinking that if he is, then why is he still following Triple H and Stephanie McMahon's orders?
Right. Had some of the inconsistent storytelling. they want to do one thing one week, and then the next week they kind of forget about what they done the week before, and they don't fill in all the cracks and holes. We're just supposed to forget about the little things.
Big win for Daniel Bryan at Night of Champions on Sunday night. Actually beat him clean, but Scott Armstrong did a fast 3 count, well, faster than he normally would. So now they're trying to set up Daniel Bryan again, stripped him of the title. But curiously, they did not put it back on Randy Orton, so what are they doing there?
I think the whole fast count referee thing, I think that was all supposed to be Triple H's plan, trying to make it look like it's Bryan, probably trying to get people to turn against Bryan because thinking he's trying to cheat, and kind of like a conspiracy thing, just out to get him, turn everybody against him, try to make Randy Orton like Randy Orton was years ago, you know, whenever he handcuffed Triple H to the ring rope and DDT'd Stephanie McMahon, trying to get the evil Randy Orton back.
I wonder if, you know, when Scott Armstrong was talking with Triple H said, "We're going to have to let you go, have a severance package," and Scott Armstrong kept trying to say something, but Triple H cut him off. And then at the very end, they said, "I'm going to take care of you. I'm really going to take care of you. Like, you know, I'm going to give you a lot of money. You're not even going to need this job anymore." So you think he was trying to stop Scott Armstrong saying, "Triple H, you're the one that told me to do this. Why are you firing me?" You know? That's what it kind of seemed like.
Yeah, that seems about like it, because he was stressing, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. So, yeah, it's like, hey, if you keep your mouth shut, I'll pay you even more. And, yeah, that's all just part of the plan.
You think they're going to leave the WWE Championship vacant until Battleground? We're going to have a... Or do you think maybe they hit Randy Orton or... I don't really see anybody out of the blue getting it, unless it's Big Show or something.
I think right now, I think they don't even care. It's like, you know, they're just... It's just like all the other belts. I mean, it's like they're... None of them are really pushed. It's like, eh, it's a belt. And it's like they don't even know what they're going to do with it right now. They're not even worried about what they're going to do with it right now. They're just wanting to push the whole corporation angle and the belt. It ain't even got nothing to do with it. It's kind of sad, but that's yeah, I don't even think they know what they're going to do yet.
Maybe they're just holding it for Cena.
Oh, yeah, they'd always do that.
Dean Ambrose fought Dolph Ziggler last night for the United States Championship. Dean Ambrose went over, but on Raw, Ziggler went over. Do you think Ziggler, who went from World Heavyweight Championship, had a concussion, came back, now he's a mid-carder, he lost to Dean Ambrose, and now he won it back. Do you think that they're going to have Ziggler capture the U.S. title anytime soon, or are they going to keep all the titles on the Shield to remain like solidarity against, you know, for the corporation against, you know, whatever they're against?
Well, I think eventually they'll probably put the U.S. belt on him because, I mean, they don't obviously Dolph Ziggler. He's one of the hottest ones that they have, and they don't want to turn him into a jobber like R-Truth. I mean, that's sad what they've done to him. Just let him go. But, yeah, Ziggler, I mean, I think they'll put a belt on him just to keep him strong or whatever. And, but, yeah, it's almost like they've just forgot what to do with him. I mean, they put the world belt on him several months ago, and the crowd was really into it and everything, and then he ended up getting hurt and lost all momentum on that, and it's like they've not even tried to do it over again. They've just like, eh, moved on to the next one or whatever.
You know, and is anybody really caring about what Fandango's doing right now?
They've turned that into a go to the concession stand, bathroom break time.
Another when Sweet Tea and Brodus Clay come out.
Yep. It's just more of the not knowing what to do with their talent.
They're just as good as the storylines they give them.
Yep. If they don't have a storyline, let's put them in a dance contest.
Right. The Dusty Rhodes segment that was on there was pretty powerful. Dusty Rhodes did a really good job in the ring, talking to Stephanie McMahon, getting a lot of people behind Dusty Rhodes. I threw a lot of valid points out there, like Stephanie McMahon's trying to tell him, you know, to choose between the two sons to come back to the WWE, and he was like, well, would you do that to your daughters? Tell them that, you know, you're my favorite, you can have something to eat, but you two go back to bed. You know, kind of pointing out, you know, this is what you guys are doing to us, but you guys wouldn't, you know, do it to you, so.
Oh, yeah, anytime Dusty Rhodes can cut a promo, he can't be touched. I mean, he wrote the book on how to cut a good promo. I mean, CM Punk doing a pipe bomb, he can learn from Dusty Rhodes. And, yeah, that segment, I really liked that segment that he was in. I mean, it was obvious something was going to have to happen to him. But you know, Big Show, he come out there and knocked him out with the punch. Well, a lot of people is criticizing Big Show because he's overdoing it on the crying and being emotional and stuff. I actually think he's doing a good job. I mean, he's making it believable. Like, hey, I mean, you almost forget, hey, this is a show. I mean, you almost think it's real the way him and Dusty was interacting last night.
Which is what they want. Although, you know, it was really nice of Stephanie McMahon to give Dusty Rhodes the Bed Bath & Beyond gift card.
Oh, that was sad. I like how Dusty just threw it.
Then fast forward on, we got Layla, Oksana, Alicia Fox versus Brie Bella, Cameron, and Naomi, with AJ Lee on commentary and Natalya on commentary. AJ Lee is really good on the announce table, and she basically tells it like it is. She's tired of being around in the storyline a bunch of, you know, divas, the way that they're portrayed on Total Divas and stuff like that. Do you think that we're going to see a new influx of you know, how on NXT you have Paige, who she's calling herself the anti-diva, and, you know, you'll have some, like, people that aren't your typical, you know, diva strutting around in high heels and, you know, all trying to be fancy and stuff like that. Do you think we may in the future see, you know, people like AJ?
Yeah, that's a good point. That sounds like that could really be a possibility, because it's like, you know, for the longest it's always the divas, you know, it's been more about how they look than actually how they do in the ring. And it's like they're trying to turn the crowd against the pretty girls and trying to turn them toward the girls that just want to fight. And, yeah.
Like, AJ's pretty, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's cute as a button, but I mean, she can fight, though. And, I mean, it's like they're wanting to...
And she really cares about the title. The other people, it's like, I don't know for, I'm just saying this sort of storyline wise. It's like, you know, if they won the title, it's like getting a new gold necklace or something to show off to their friends.
Yeah.
AJ actually got the day she won the title on the back of her neck. She got it tattooed.
That's cool.
So, I mean, she's really into it.
Yeah, I think what they're doing, the Total Divas show, I don't keep up with it really, but from what I've kind of heard, it's like when the series first started, it's doing real good, and now, like mid-season, it's like the ratings have dropped off, and I think they're just trying to promote it big time, trying to get people to start watching it. And
they're getting close to the TNA Impact rating.
Poor TNA.
And, you know, Total Divas is going to air again in November, and they're going to focus on the Daniel Bryan versus Cena WWE title match and other things like that. So that'll be back on in November, so it's not too much longer. So they're doing well enough to renew it. But who knows how much longer it's going to last.
Yeah, it's you don't know if they're wanting to keep that separate from what goes on that and then what goes on Raw, because if you noticed last night when Daniel Bryan was walking to the ring, he stopped and hugged Brie Bella, which, you know, he's really dating in real life, you know, and it's like, oh, I can't believe they did that and everything. So one minute you think they want to keep it separate, and the next minute they're pushing it into the storylines. I mean, you know, them dating, we're not supposed to know that, but just when we're watching that show, we're supposed to know it. But when we're watching Raw, we're supposed to forget it. So it's kind of funny how they're overlapping it a little bit.
Wrestling fans are a lot more knowledgeable about the show than they were back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like we forget to watch it for fun.
Yeah, and it hurts, the show.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, then the next match is Randy Orton versus The Miz. And The Miz got a really good reaction because he's from there. But, and a lot of it was just to show Triple H that I still am the same Randy Orton. Because Triple H had made that statement to Randy Orton. You know, where is that Randy Orton that DDT'd Stephanie McMahon while Triple H was handcuffed to the ropes, you know?
Yeah, they really want to make him a monster heel and taking out the biggest fan favorite there in Cleveland in his hometown. Yeah, that's real most definite what they were trying to do.
And then what about the pairing of Ryback and Paul Heyman? Is this where they don't know what to do with Ryback? They want to stop the whole bullying in the back room thing. They're just throwing him with Heyman because they, you know, couldn't get anybody else or what?
Yeah, they don't know what to do with him. It sounds bad, but I was kind of liking the whole bully thing because eventually, you know what happens to bullies? They eventually get their butts kicked. And so, of course, that never did happen. We're supposed to forget about that. And so now they're trying to put him with Heyman, you know, so that Heyman can talk him up and talk for him. And I don't know where that leaves Curtis Axel, but yeah, they just don't know what to do with him. And then having Heyman kissing him, that was awkward.
Yeah, that was weird. And the Los Matadors are coming too soon.
Yay.
When they're actually going to debut.
I don't understand it.
And then, you know, the real Americans and have been, you know, put down a lot here lately. Right now it's all about the Usos.
Yeah, that 1 minute Usos are pushed, next minute they ain't. I don't know.
And then sometimes it's the primetime players.
I mean, I'm glad them guys are getting to be put on TV and used and everything, but my gosh, storyline-wise, I mean, it's just all over the place.
And Daniel Bryan, later on, you know, he fought Roman Reigns. So
yeah, that was a pretty good match. It was, I think it was about 20 minutes. And I didn't think Roman Reigns, that would be a too good of a match. But like I read somewhere that Daniel Bryan, he could be in the ring with a broomstick and make it look good.
Yeah. You know, and they also can't figure out what to do or how to further along Bray Wyatt because they keep showing video packages of him.
Yeah.
So, disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, one of their best stories that they had, and now it's just like, are they going to go anywhere with it, or are they just going to... I mean, is somebody hurt? I've not heard if any of them's got hurt or anything. Or if they're just trying to, if that's part of the storyline, maybe part of bringing back Kane or... I don't know. They might be holding out on that because, I mean, if they pay attention to their audience any, they know that people's really into that story. So maybe they're just trying to preserve it and take their time with it and build it up, hopefully.
You know, I'm finally glad to see the roster actually fighting back against Triple H's regime. They ran out at the end of the match with Daniel Bryan. That was pretty good to see.
Yeah, eventually. I mean, you know, it's going to have to happen. I mean, every week, the bad guy beating the good guy down. I mean, people's going to get tired of that. I mean, so they made it, you know, the faces are getting tired of it, and they're starting to rebel. And I mean, you've seen a lot of people there in the when they come out, you know, Zack Ryder, Kofi Kingston, some of them guys, you know, that it's not been seen lately. I mean, hey, if that can be used to put them on TV, and maybe they can go somewhere with that and kind of have a little, I guess what you call mini storylines for some of the lower card people, get them involved in it. I mean, that's what they're there for. They deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, a big star could break out from this.
Yeah.
But it's still, and the show ended, but it's really curious to see that we don't know what's going to be happening with the WWE Championship.
Yeah, I just don't think they're really worried about it right now. They're just going to kind of make it look like it's an unstable work environment and everybody's all over the place. And law and order kind of, I guess you can say law and order has been lost or something. And who's going to come in and straighten everything out kind of makes you think, is Stone Cold going to come back to a storyline role, or makes you wonder?
Yeah.
Which that's good. I mean, I like wondering. I want to watch it every week wondering what's happening. That's how I watched it back in the Attitude Era. That's the best way to watch it, just not knowing what's going to happen next.
What if they had spoiler results for the rest of the whole year? Would you be tempted to read it?
I'd be tempted, but it'd ruin it.
Yeah. If you read it, ain't much reason to watch Raw.
No.
The ratings are in for Raw. They got a 2.96 following Night of Champions, and they had a 2.91 rating leading into Night of Champions. So they're doing a little bit better. I mean, usually the Raw after pay-per-view is really good. So, but they're still not hitting that 3.0 mark.
Oh, that'd be awesome if they could do that 3 and 4. I mean, it's so hard now. I mean, you got so much stuff on TV now, so much competition, though. It's even back in 98, you know, there's so many differences now. I mean, it's hard to keep a consistent audience.
And on the wrestling collectible side, Mattel actually changed the packaging, the way the packaging looks on some of their upcoming figures.
On the Basics or Elites?
Basics. It's Basics, cool. Series 35. I actually think it looks pretty good. It's blue and orange. This is radio, so you guys can't really see it, but check it out online at WrestlingFigures.com. You could find the pictures of the new Series 35, men on card. You can see the packaging and everything, which makes me wonder if the rumors are true for the Elite Series that we saw that had the blue and black packaging, which I didn't like. But I actually like the Basic packaging pretty well.
Is it? I've not seen it myself. Is it? Is it still the shape of it, just pretty much like a flat piece with the shell over the figure, or is it more like a box like the Elites?
Oh, it's still a flat piece, but the portrait of the wrestler, instead of seeing them, you know, like from the stomach up, it's all the way, you know, almost down to their feet. And that portrait kind of goes out a little bit from the card and then curves back over. But as far as everything else, it looks about the same. Different color scheme. I mean, it's not red and white anymore. It looks like it has like a pyro going off behind the wrestler.
Cool.
But that would kind of go in with the new Elite series packaging we saw. But hopefully, you know, that packaging left a lot of room when packaging should get smaller, more compact. That's what Mattel was trying to do. But this new basic packaging, you know, still went for that small, compact feel.
Yeah.
But as far as that, you know, not much new news from WWE wrestling figures.
Yeah, I've not bought any myself lately. I've not really been out searching as hard as I could be. But everywhere I do go, it's basically the same, still the same stuff right now. You know, you got your peg warmers.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, wherever he's at these days. But, I mean, it's such a gamble, though. I mean, finding figures. I mean, you got guys, you know, that know exactly when and where to be on certain days to get certain figures, and obviously them figures are going to go, and, you know, the ones that everybody already has or don't want, you know, I mean, that's, if you don't hit it exactly right, you're never going to find what you want.
Right. Yeah, you got to learn all that if you want to get, you know, the wrestling figure you want. I use an app called Talk To, where like I'll ask like 3 or 4 different Kmarts and different Toys R Us's, and I'll get back an answer about all around the same time, so I'll know exactly where I need to go and not waste my time.
Yeah, saves time and gas money.
The newest one, Elite 23, has been confirmed seeing it Toys R Us, but some are also saying Kmart is also seeing it. But I've checked Kmart and have not yet found them. Although something weird at Target, I went in there today and didn't see anything new. So I used that app to text them. And they came back and said, I asked if there was any new WWE figures. And they came back and said Triple H and The Rock. And I did not see the Triple H, nor did I see The Rock when I was in there. And The Rock would have been from Elite Series 22, and Triple H, possibly, if it's new, would be from Series 23, which is weird. But he was putting out new boxes, so I didn't go back in there because I thought, nah, there's no way this is right. I bet I'll go in there and I'll see Triple H with the Rumbler or something. Because the people that a lot of times answer that stuff in the toy department, they don't know everything about the figures.
Right. You gotta be specific.
Yeah, I've had some crazy answers come back before that didn't even make any sense. It was like someone looking at it that really didn't know what they were even doing.
Ask what kind of figures they got, and then they get back with you, oh, we've got Superman, Batman, Iron Man.
Well, I had them one time tell me that Alberto Del Rio, he came with action feature scarves and stuff like this. and I don't know. Let me see if I can find that. It's pretty funny how they came back to me, because you know, a lot of people don't know. Okay. Here it is. I asked them, did you get it? This is back on August the 6th. I said, did you get any new WWE figures in today? They said, yes, we do. Is there a character you're looking for? We actually have a lot of characters, and they come in different sizes. The small ones are $4.99, a bit bigger is $9.49, the biggest is $10.99. We also have that includes a magazine with special features for $16.99. And that's what they told me. So the small ones for $4.99 are obviously the Rumblers. I'm not sure what the $9.49 against the $10.99 one is. I'm sure those are basics. But what's funny, they said we have one that includes a magazine with special features, which is obviously Alberto Del Rio, because he comes with the magazine that talks about him in two scarves. And then I said, do you have a Rock that includes a belt? And they said, we have something big with the belt that looks like a stuffed toy for $29.99. We also have the one at $9.49, but it doesn't have a belt on it.
Yeah, not everybody is a wrestling figure fan. They're just doing the best they can, I guess.
Then I asked them, they said, hi, we got the Rock and Triple H. We're open until 10 p.m. if you want to check them out. I said, what series is Triple H from? Hi, sorry, we are not sure what series the new WWE Triple H figure is. If it isn't stated on the package, we are unable to tell. So that made me think, wait a minute, they can't look on the package. Every Elite packaging says what series they are. So, I don't get that. So that's why I was like, you know, if I go in there, I mean, I'm going to see a Rumbler. I'm going to see one of those stuffed, you know, the stuffed animal.
Yeah, you want you one of them Brodus Clay wrestling buddies, don't you?
No way.
I seen that advertised on TV today. That was, I sat there and I thought, they won't say it. Nothing against Brodus Clay, but that's another talent that ain't used right. But yeah, some of them, the figures, you know, the basics and elites, that's the best things they got going. All that other stuff, well, I guess you got a little kid that likes them or something.
Yeah, with
got to keep them all happy.
Right, and it's hard to do that. And the elites are getting a lot more expensive. Toys R Us has them for about $21.99 now. For one figure.
They're inching that price up, ain't they?
Yeah, they've got a new Triple H coming out. It's a Toys R Us exclusive. It doesn't have the ponytail.
He got the
fake head? I think he's just in t-shirt and jeans, but he's not in his corporate attire. They did have one in his corporate attire, but it still had the ponytail, I believe.
Yeah, if the people will buy them, they're going to see how much people will pay for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you have anything more you want to add to the podcast today, Joe?
Well, let's see. I say probably now, this being Tuesday night, SmackDown has probably happened, and part of me wants to go read the spoilers, but another part of me just wants to enjoy it as a fan and watch it. So I hope I hope more people think like that than just living on spoilers, and when it comes on, get them ratings up and watch it. Enjoy it for what it is.
Right. It comes out Friday. You know, wrestling is almost on every day of the week now. You got Monday Night Raw. You got Wednesday's NXT. You got TNA Impact on Thursday. You got SmackDown on Friday. You got Saturday Morning Slam on Saturday. And Sunday, you have the pay-per-views. I forget, you know, you also have Ring of Honor thrown in there. I think they're on Fridays. Not really sure. But Ring of Honor does come on. It's syndicated. It's not a national show. But you get about watch wrestling every day of the week.
Yeah, it's... They've got it spread out. Plenty of opportunity for everybody to be on there.
Something they should bring back is WWE Confidential.
Yeah.
But maybe they'll bring it back when the supposed WWE Network launches, which was supposed to launch two WrestleManias ago. I remember leading up to one of the WrestleManias, it was like it was going to launch, but apparently nothing ever did happen with that.
Yeah, it's almost like they're afraid to take that final step.
It's either that or they say they can't find the investors. They can't find somebody who wants to go in with it with them. But they don't want the investors to own the majority share in it because they want to still control it.
Yeah. But I think the only way that can really be successful, I mean, it sounds bad, but some of these shows that are on now, like Main Event, Superstars, and all of that, you might see some of them smaller shows either be took off of basic cable and put on WWE Network or just be canceled altogether.
Well, that's one thing they said they were going to do with the WWE Network is put all of the WWE pay-per-views on the network except WrestleMania. So it could be interesting because normally a WWE pay-per-view is, like $44 a pay-per-view. If the WWE Network only costs so much more a month, you might be saving a lot of money by getting all pay-per-views for free, almost.
Yeah, and if more people can buy the network, then obviously, you know, pay-per-view numbers are going down. The amount of buys each month are going down. So if they can come up with something fresh and WWE Network be cheaper than a pay-per-view, but if more people buy that than the pay-per-views, I mean, they're going to make money. So hopefully that'll work for them.
Yeah, the Matt put Raw and SmackDown on there too.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, if they do that and you don't have a network subscription, people are going to be like, what happened to it? Some people are not going to be able to watch the shows anymore.
Yeah, I think probably Raw and SmackDown, especially, they would probably be left where they're at.
Or they could simulcast.
I mean, Raw, it's been on USA Network. Well, I know there for a few years they were on TNN, Spike TV. But other than that, ever since 93, Raw's been on USA. I mean, that's where everybody automatically knows to go watch Raw. And if it just up and gone one day, most people are going to know where it went, but a lot of people are going to be like, what happened?
Ted Turner bought him out.
Yeah.
WCW's back. No. Yeah, WWE owns them, so. Well, you think that's a good thing, the network?
I would hope it would be. I'd hate for it to be something like XFL or something like that, you know, just within a few months it be trashed and canned. I mean, I'd like for it to be successful. I mean, I know my whole life I've always thought how cool it would be to have a 24-hour wrestling channel. So, I mean, if they can keep the product fresh and show new stuff and old stuff, mix it all completely up, you know, go all the way down the timeline, show everything and everybody. I mean, they got, you know, I mean, you know, they own all of the library for WCW and, I mean, countless videos that they have. I mean, they got plenty of stuff to show. I mean, all these DVDs, you know, that they've sold for years and years, I mean, but some of them, you know, they ain't available no more. Put them on the network. Let people watch them, learn stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who haven't seen, you know, they have libraries from Mid-South Wrestling and the old WWWF and things. Well, was there much? I don't think there's much taping of that. But they have Mid-South Wrestling and Smoky Mountain. Is Smoky Mountain Wrestling on WWE?
I'm not sure how that was. I know, wasn't it Jim Cornette that owned that or started it?
I'm not sure who that belongs to.
I'm not for sure how that really was.
I can't think of that other one. They had the rise and fall of someone. They own a ton of different wrestling, old wrestling organizations, film libraries, though, so they could show us some stuff that's never been aired before since it first aired.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. You know, if I knew that they would do stuff like that, me personally, I would love to have the network. I mean, if it's just going to be the same old stuff, if they're going to show reruns of Total Divas or recaps of last week's Raw or something, I mean, don't waste our time on that.
Well, apparently they have original shows, too, like the Legends House. Well, they put a bunch of legends in a house together and let them live. Jimmy Hart commented that he can't wait for people to see that show whenever they eventually do air it. So, apparently we're going to get a bunch of different original programming. Along with, you know, old stuff.
Kind of makes you think, is this whole Total Divas show, is this kind of like a test to see how wrestling reality shows do? Because yeah. I mean, up until then, you know, the only thing we've ever watched, you know, is just storyline, you know, happening in the ring and stuff, like behind the scenes stuff. You know, a lot of people's not ever seen that, and maybe they're testing us.
Yeah, well, you know, it'd be wonder if they had a show. Do you think it would do better if they had a show that just followed the wrestling behind the scenes, you know, didn't have anything to do with the divas?
Yeah, that's almost kind of like, you know, you was talking a while ago about the WWF Confidential. You know, they talk about a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. It's, I don't know. I mean, a certain age group would like that, but, you know, obviously kids, they would be bored to death by it.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
So, you could almost do every day, like, let's follow John Cena all day, before the match, after the match, what he does, and then next time we'll follow, you know, Randy Orton or someone else, Vince McMahon, a day in the life of Vince McMahon. Yes, I think that would be pretty popular, but would they be showing us too much?
Yeah, that, because, I mean, I think they really want to push the storyline side of wrestling, but, you know, if you know too much in the background, just kind of takes away from it a little bit. I mean, me, myself, I read a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff, and when it gets down to it, I wish I didn't know it. I mean, it just takes away some of the pizzazz from it. So, I mean, it's good and it's bad, I guess.
Well, you about ready to wrap?
Yeah, I think that'll about do it.
Alrighty, well, you are listening to BrandonTypesHere.com podcast, episode 8, and we did start on Tuesday, September the 17th. Now it's Wednesday, September the 18th, ending the podcast. So, we talked a whole day's worth. Not really.
Pretty good.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time, Joe.
All right. We'll see you.
See you. This is BrandonTypesHere.com podcast, episode 8. Thank you for listening to BrandonTypesHere.com podcast. Remember to check us out at www.BrandonTypesHere.com.
Are we still talking stupid? Huh?